lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your place that I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
The Church and Politics. This has been our study for a few days now, and what I'd like for us to do today is understand something, that God wants us to stand up. That is, He wants Christians to stand up. He wants the church, that's Christians, that's those people who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He wants us to stand up for what is right. He wants us to stand against for what is wrong. Many times we as Christians, we seem to take a back seat to anything and everything that comes along that seemingly attacks us. We seem to just back up and shrivel away because we don't want to have any conflicts. Well, I got news for you. There's a conflict that is continually going on. And I'm going to read that verse in just a moment, how that we're not wrestling against just anyone. The Bible teaches us that we're wrestling against the principalities and powers of this world, the evilness of this world. And God wants us to stand up. And my question and my statement today is, will the real church please stand up? We need to stand up for the things that are right according to God's Word. As we study the Word of God, as we look at America today, we see things that have happened in the past that's going on right now, things that's happened that we read of in the Word of God that has taken place many years ago that's happening right now. It's being reproduced right now. You see, the family has always been under assault, attack, if you would. Since Genesis, God makes it very clear. He made them male and female. Male, female, nothing in the middle. Male, female. He said marriage is when a male and female come together and create a union for life and have children. That's marriage. Male and female, nothing in the middle. By the 19th chapter of Genesis, you run into polygamy, incest, prostitution, and unrestrained homosexuality. All the deviations, all the perversions are in the book of Genesis after the fall. Well, the objective of degenerate mankind is not simply to redefine gender. The objective is not simply to redefine marriage. The objective is to destroy what God has designed. You see, you and I, as saved people, we need to stand up. We must stand up for what is right according to God's Word, and not what is right in man's finite, limited mind. I remind you, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 tells us that. Well, where is America today? Romans chapter 1, verses 22 through 32 give us a picture. It says, starting in verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. It seems today that the smarter people become, the dumber they are. It seems that schools are turning out people who know nothing. They simply know what someone has stood up and told them, and many times they're told fallacies. They're told things that are not true. They're told fairy tales. And these universities and colleges are turning out people who are dumb, dumb in the things of God. It's sad to say there's many so-called Christian, quote-unquote, colleges who are turning out people who are dumb. They're not being shown the right way according to the Word of God. Many of these schools have simply become liberal arts schools where God has placed aside and It's depending upon what that person wants to be or what they want to do in life for a living. Instead of living for God, they're living for the world, they're living for things, they're living for how to make a living. Nothing wrong with learning how to make a living. The fact is that if we put that before God, then we're wrong, especially if it's a Christian college, quote-unquote, that's putting things before God. Well, that verse again, we're going to read verses 22 through 32. Starting again, it says, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Man is worshiping everything besides God but God today." Verse 24 goes on to say, "Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness." It's because of all of this, he gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God didn't do it. They did it to themselves. Verse 25 goes on to say, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet." That means, what that means is that there is a consequence to be paid when you go against God's plan. Verse 28 says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." In other words, you can't tell them anything. They won't listen to God. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." God has laid out the plan, his plan for everybody to be saved, to know him as Lord and Savior. His plan is for people to do right. But the Bible says it was by one man that sin entered into the world, and death entered into the world because of that one man, Adam, his disobedience. Well, the Bible tells us that although Adam, we blame Adam for sin coming into this world, we cannot escape the fact that God said, "I'm responsible for my sin. It's personal. You are responsible for your sin. It's personal." We can't blame Adam for our personal sin. We must look to the Lord and ask him for the answer. Ask him for the cure of sin. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible says the wages of that sin is death. But thank God, that verse goes on to say, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." If you've never trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you need to trust him now. Tomorrow may be too late. 2 hours from now may be too late. 1 minute from now may be too late. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. If you've never trusted him, you need to call upon him right now. "Lord Jesus, forgive me of sin. My sin, Lord. I've sinned against you. Please forgive me and come into my heart. I'm turning to you right now because I can't save myself. There is no other way to heaven, Lord, and I'm trusting you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I don't understand everything about this, but I know that you can save me. Please come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin." If you'll pray a prayer something like that, the Bible says that God will save you because you're turning to him and you've decided to follow him. When you turn to him, that means you have asked him to take sin and give you eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that people are saved. The world is in a terrible shape right now. Our country is in a terrible shape. But God says that we as the saved people can stand up for what is right, and we can make a difference in what's going on in this world if we will simply take a stand. We see something else about America. It can be seen in Mark chapter 13 and verse 12 and Matthew chapter 10 and verse 21. Mark chapter 13 and verse 12 says, "Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father to the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death." Children today, there are children who are rising up against their parents, just as it was back in the time that Hitler was around in Germany. The children turned on their parents, and that's happening again today. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 21 says, "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death." God help us. You and I as a saved people, as the church, God's church, we need to be standing up against what is wrong, and we need to stand up for what is right. Well, in America, God's wishes are being ignored. What is his wishes? Deuteronomy 22 and verse 5 says this, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God." Well, although the Mosaic Code is no longer legalistically binding in the Christian dispensation, that's right now, it clearly indicates God's desire to maintain the distinctiveness of men and women. See, there were even people in ancient times referred to in the book of Deuteronomy who were emasculated, in other words, castrated, who were deprived of their maleness involuntarily or voluntarily. Deuteronomy 23 and verse 1 says, "Any emasculated man was forbidden to enter the assembly of the Lord." God help us today as we see young men turning to something that is not what God wants. They believe they can become something else. But let me say this, that although an operation could take place, a man will still be a man. A woman will still be a woman. I don't care how many operations they have. God said a male and a female. That's the way it is. God does not lie. Well, contrary to God's desires, America has accepted transgenderism as acceptable behavior. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 1. "He that is wounded in the stones or hath his privy member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord." God help us to warn people about the things they're doing. God help us to stand up as the church. Stand up for the Lord. The reprobate mind has now reached the highest level, and that level will demand the reprobate mind everywhere else. In other words, they try to make everyone else like them. And where that mind dominates, the end of Romans chapter 1, where there is a depraved mind, then everything that's improper begins to happen. God help you and I as safe people to stand up for him, to stand up for our Lord. And if you've never trusted him as your Savior, you need to be standing for him by trusting him as your Savior. Ask him into your heart today. Turn to him. Get serious with God, and he'll get serious with you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.